The Washington legislature reconvenes Monday to hammer out a budget and resolve many other outstanding issues. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is with us to give us a preview. And Austin, what are the major items to be resolved?
Well, it really comes down to the budget. The budget. That's what they've got to do constitutionally. The new budget cycle starts July 1st. It's a two-year budget in Washington State. It's $30-plus billion, and that's what they've got to do. Now, there are some other agenda items that the governor would like to see them tackle. Drunk driving, I think, tops that list, cracking down on it. He's also talked about bringing back some of the more controversial policy bills that died this year. Probably the number one on that list for him would be the so-called Reproductive Parity Act, requiring health insurance abortion.
Austin, what are the key differences on the budget? What don't the Senate leaders like about the House budget? What don't the House leaders like about the Senate budget?
Well, I've been thinking about this in terms of that it's easy to oversimplify the budget. And yet, in this case, I think that the simple answer is the accurate one. What the roadblock here to progress and to a deal is over the question of revenue or taxes. It's a $900 million difference. House Democrats have passed and are proposing to close some tax exemptions, to extend an expiring B&O, business and occupation tax surcharge, to fund that first billion-plus dollar down payment on the McCleary decision that says the state isn't adequately funding public schools. The Senate's position and their budget does not include new revenue. They say that the state will have enough new money because of a recovering economy to make that down payment. And that's fundamentally the difference and why they're going into special session.
Are there any smoke signals? Are there any meetings that are going on? Are key senators or representatives being seen shuffling in and out of rooms talking about this? Or is it just all kind of subsided this
funny
week?
Funny you should ask. I was just spent the last hour plus staking out a meeting on the fourth floor of the Senate office building, and I had to leave before they came out. Maybe when I get done here, they'll still be meeting. I can run over and find out what's going on. But there was one of the senators participating. Senator Hargrove came out and you know, was a little bit bemused that I was staking this out. I don't think we're expecting a lot of news. The reality is they are meeting, and my understanding is that they're still trying to kind of get agreement on framework issues, agreement on some of the basic numbers. How much will something cost? How much will something save if they cut it? I do not get the sense at this point, and the governor had hoped by today that there would be actual offers going back and forth between the House and Senate. The indication at this point is that that's not happening. We may later in the day find out something different.
Last week, a Republican state Senate stalwart, Don Benton, got a new job as chief environmental officer in Clark County amid charges of cronyism. Benton's been a real opponent of putting light rail on the proposed new Columbia Crossing Bridge between Vancouver, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. So is this good or bad for light rail on the bridge? Where is Benton going to be more influential in trying to stop light rail on that bridge?
You know, it's a good question, and it has not that that connection has not been made in the reporting that has gone on over this very controversial appointment. Basically, the two Republican county commissioners bypassed the normal hiring process and appointed Senator Benton to this environmental services position. It's clear that that's a position that deals with things like stormwater permits. It's clear that there has been a fight in Clark County, a fight against the state, frankly, to try to perhaps loosen up or not enforce the toughest of standards. And so this has been billed very much as a making Clark County friendly, streamlining permitting processes and job creating jobs, and that's what Benton's been hired to do. He does not come from an environmental services background. But to the extent to which he will use this position or be able to use this position to continue to advocate against light rail and to try to block it, I have no doubt he'll use the bully pulpit. That's his nature. But it's not clear that there's a direct connection that he can now step in and, from a government standpoint, throw down a roadblock.
A Democratic state senator, Brian Hatfield's teenage son, pleaded guilty this week to raping and molesting a young boy. These incidents took place at the lawmakers' homes. Now, that's disturbing enough, but there are also reports that Senator Hatfield was aware of the abuse and did not report it to the authorities. Will there be repercussions for Senator Hatfield?
You know, legally, it doesn't appear so. Both the Associated Press and the Seattle Times quoted this week the Lewis County prosecutor who handled this case, who said that there was no indication that Senator Hatfield, who represents the Southwest Coastal Washington, a longtime senator, no indication he had actually violated the law, no plans to charge him. There are some reporting requirements under the law. His attorney, Brian Hatfield's attorney, claims that he was preparing to report this and also to get his son into some counseling. Politically, you know, there may be some fallout from this. I think that this is viewed probably largely by constituents who know him well as sort of another tragedy in his family. I mean, there is a victim here, not to undermine that in any sense. But Brian Hatfield lost his wife a few years ago and has been raising his son. He's been remarried. And my sense is at this point, people just are viewing this as a kind of another tragedy in that family's life. Whether Brian Hatfield used bad judgment or didn't report as quickly as possible, no doubt, though, will be an ongoing subject of debate.
In other news, you've been reporting that there's been a massive hacking incident at Washington courts. What happened?
Well, what's interesting is this is just now coming to light in what we're almost to mid-May. This actually happened as early as the end of September of last year, possibly into February, possibly as late as February, sometime in that time frame, just now, though, coming to light. And basically, hackers got into through the public website of the courts and were able to obtain about 94 Social Security numbers. We don't know who these people are, but they're getting letters in the mail saying your information has been compromised and potentially could have accessed about 160,000 additional Social Security numbers and upwards of a million driver's license numbers, although that's not for sure. This was basically a case of information not being encrypted, information existing on a server that it shouldn't have been on that server, and also a weakness in some Adobe software that has now since been patched. There was a criminal investigation. Interestingly, the agency won't tell us who investigated this criminally or what the outcome of that was.
Finally, Austin, Mother's Day on Sunday. We're asking everybody about the best or worst advice they ever got from your mother. How about you?
Well, it seems like to give an example of the worst advice I got on the eve of Mother's Day would be a little bit uncool. So how about best advice?
Okay, fine.
You know, I think the best advice I got from my mom, Vicky, was that this was in high school, and it had to do with switching sports teams. And I didn't want to do it. I was very socially worried about the social implications and nervous about meeting new people and leaving a comfort zone. And I resisted. And she said, just try it for a week. And then if after a week you don't like it, you can go back to your other team. But if you like it, you know, then you can stay on. A week later, it was absolutely the right decision, and I stuck with the new team. But it was putting it in that context of you don't have to make a lifetime decision here. Just try it for a week.
Just try it.
It's advice I'll give my own kids someday.
Hey, Austin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
KUOW's Austin Jenkins, our Olympia correspondent.